up. Star 102.5.
Back to more fun with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
So we were talking about when you killed your kid's crush.
Yeah, I think it's a hazard of being doing this job. Mia's crush listens to us in the morning.
Mm-hmm. That'll
do it. Smart boy. Yeah.
I mean, bright.
Obviously, showing good taste there.
Just being exposed to a lot at a very young age.
But sometimes we talk about topics that she says embarrass her, like when I was talking about my bra.
Yeah.
And how often or not often I wash my bra. She came home all mortified. Mom, you talked about your bra all morning. So-and-so heard.
I mean, 3 months, Carl. 3 months. I know you love seasons. You should have more than one bra for each season. Are we in the summer bra yet, by the way?
Yes.
Oh, we are? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going meteorological summer as opposed to calendar summer?
Not that I feel like okay. I need to share this.
Yeah, right.
But for Mother's Day, I actually got some new bras.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been, well, I'm on the summertime anyway, so they get washed more frequently because you're sweatier.
Okay. Right?
I'm on the summertime washing
more
cycle.
Frequently, like once a month?
Easy.
What I think is funny is I got some new bras. Not that I feel the need to share that. I haven't washed my bra in 3 months. That I need to share.
Well, that is how I'm trying to be relatable. Otherwise, I just sound braggy.
Right. Oh, yes.
Right now, Colleen, your daughter's just staring at the robot radio going, stop it! Stop it!
Stop it! Be quiet!
For once in your life!
For the love of God, keep something to yourself.
Charlie on the phone here from Urbandale. Charlie, how did you kill your kid's crush?
Man, I'm just working in the garage. It's hot out there, and I walk inside and get a drink, and my daughter's FaceTiming on the phone all the time with her crush. So, and I don't have my shirt on, man. It's hot out there. So I'm kind of walking around, and it's my house. A little sweaty. And I'm not in the best shape. I mean, I'm a dad. So, and it's, maybe he's freaking out a little bit. I don't know.
Okay.
She says I scratch myself. I'm like, I do not scratch myself. I'm getting a drink or something. So I was like, Dad, put a shirt on. I'm like, Becca, go get a job, you know?
Okay. Shirtless dad killing the crush.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Thanks. Sneaking into the shot.
All right. Thanks, Charlie. Have a good day. Thanks for the call. Take care. Megan from Urbandale, how did it happen for you?
I was in middle school, and my friend that I had a crush on came over, and my mom came out of the bathroom without her shirt on.
No.
No, and I'm sure at this age, my crush has probably not even seen his mother, and so she's my mother. It was pretty bad.
Was there a bra on at least?
No.
Oh,
hey,
hello.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No.
Hello.
No.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Yeah.
And he literally left and did not speak to me. The next day, and there was a group of kids in the hallway, and I'm pretty sure they were talking about my mother.
Yeah. He jumped on his bike right away, went to his friends, and went, you guys, I saw boobs. I saw boobs, guys.
Time, those, probably not the first ones he ever wanted to see.
Well, beggars can't be choosers.
BFFs.
Most of the time.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.